views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. Today we're going to hear about the Tablets of Light from Danielle Rama Hoffman and talk about how to move from separation consciousness to unity consciousness. Danielle Rama Hoffman is an ancient wisdom keeper, scribe, divine transmitter, member of the lineage of Thoth, and a leader in the shift into unity consciousness. She's the author of The Temples of Light and The Council of Light and the creator of Divine Transmissions and Thoth's Magic Academy. She also leads retreats in France and offers classes and high-level mentoring online. Originally, she's from Seattle and now lives in southern France. And her website, you can check things out, is divinetransmissions.com. And for the new book, tabletsoflight.com. So, yes, she's coming out with a new book. It's launching. It's available now and an Amazon launch on May 22nd. It's called Tablets of Light, Teachings of Thoth on Unity Consciousness. Well, welcome, Danielle.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yes. Well, we kind of, I have to say we miss you in Seattle, but I'm sure you're enjoying where you are.
Yeah. Well, likewise, I miss everyone in Seattle and have such fond memories of all my experiences with Women of Wisdom, so it's fun to reconnect.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to just dive right in and want you to share with the audience, basically who Thoth is. I've had Nikki Scully and Normandy Ellis on, and they talk about Thoth. But what's your connection with him, and how did you become a transmitter of his knowledge?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I also connected to him through Nikki Scully originally and received transmission into the lineage of Thoth through her. And really my coming to that experience was like a treasure hunt that started a long time ago. And my experience of Thoth, and it's interesting because I learned his name is Thoth, the pronunciation, and then there can be many different pronunciations. In Egypt, they say Tot, Jehudi, Jehudi. And when I started divinely transmitting him, it came through as Toth. And so he's in the Egyptian realm, the Egyptian god of infinite knowledge, scribing, keeper of the Akashic Records, serves the goddess, very lunar, architecture, healing. So there's lots of different facets. And one of the things that really happened for me as I studied alchemical healing, which is also with Nikki and one of his healing modalities, was this real primary connection. And through the transmission, the shift that I had was really going from teaching other people's work, like I taught Reiki and I taught alchemical healing and massage therapy, to bringing in bodies of work direct through source and through my access point to Toth. So I love that you started there, because You know, for me, he's really partner, mentor, teacher, friend, who I hang out with all the time. And yet, of course, not necessarily known to everyone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is your third book, related your way of saying Thoth? Sorry.
Thoth, but you can just say Thoth.
Thoth, it might be easier.
Yeah.
Thoth. And so what's the purpose of the Tablets of Light, your latest book?
Well, the purpose of the Tablets of Light is a pathway of awakening the divine within and without, and really reclaiming that each of us has a unique oracular vision or vision that we carry, and also universal and unique divine design. And that divine design in terms of, as well, of us each being creator beings, so not like something's already been decided for us. And so the purpose is really that recalibration to ourselves as divine. And I love that word because it also means extraordinary, as in addition to source consciousness, so our divine source selves. And that each of the Tablets of Light really provide an environment. And so when I think about this particular book, it's like entering into each chapter is like entering into a Tablet of Light. And Thoth is also associated with the Emerald Tablets of as above, so below, as within, so without. And so entering into each tablet is like entering into a hologram or an access point of the wholeness. So I would say that the purpose is really resurrecting that divine wholeness within and without, and a recalibration to one's divine light mission and the support to bring that forward into the world, to bring our divine genius, our gifts and talents forward into the world.
Yes, and I notice you have lots of exercises and meditations in the book, and really looking deeply at who you are. I mean, and so I think there's some really key things in this book. One of the things I was thinking about, you mentioned the oracular sight, vision, and when I was reading that, there was so much in that. It's like it's a different way of thinking, because we think of visioning, okay, what do we visualize, something that we want in our life, you know, to manifest, and, you know, do vision quests, and Thoth talks about it in a very different way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, and that chapter, I remember, really was almost like an unlearning. I love how you said that, that it's thinking in a different way. So that the chapter, the transmission, really began with, you know, oracular vision sounds like a lot of things that we're familiar with, whether that's the law of attraction, envisioning a possibility, or envisioning what we want so that we have it, and really kind of saying what oracular vision wasn't. It was almost like a deductive chapter, like it's not this, it's not this, it's not this,
yes.
To really open up to what it is. And that the oracular vision is also something that we carry within us, and that it's forgotten and almost hidden. And so that remembering of the oracular vision is simultaneously like a line of sight that we carry, that by carrying it, it moves from being a possibility to a probability. And that Thoth uses a lot of analogies and metaphors in the book to describe the experience of that. And so it's like the analogy of hiking on a path, and that as a pioneer, as someone who's come in with an oracular vision that hasn't been realized or seen in before, that we have to discover, well, what are we pioneering or what are we carrying? And that it happens in the now moment too, that we're on a pathway and then we may see a line of sight that thousands of others might walk by, but we see it and then we take that path and then we see another opening and go from there. So I think that what you brought forward of it's a different way of thinking, and how is it that we remember something that we've forgotten, and that the environment of the tablets of light can be one of the ways that we remember something that we've forgotten, and not only in a linear way, but also in a spherical way, in a multidimensional way, so that the vantage point of the book really speaks to us in our totality, the mind, the body, the emotions, and the spirit. So as folks are tuning into the consciousness in the book, the invitation is to really tune into it from that level of the body, the mind, the spirit, from the level of the totality, that I think if someone enters into it just from the mind, it could be almost confusing or frustrating. Yet to come from the wholeness, that's also the purpose of being in the environment, to resurrect our multidimensionality or our wholeness.
Yes, I think there's a lot of unlearning, and I remember in the book this talks about, it's like it's finding a pathway, but it's not going on the path. It's not forcing it. You mentioned it, like being in the now. It would be like constantly being in the now, to be open to where the path's taken you, which could shift any moment to another path. And, you know, it's not our usual way of being in the world, because we're sort of external and a little more yang-like, you know, we kind of are action-oriented rather than being-oriented. And this is really forcing you to stop. And we'll get into more of this, too, in our next segment of the various ways to do that. I think that Foth goes into that, like, for instance, stillness and many more avenues to claim this wholeness, because that's what he's saying, is to be in our wholeness. Well, we're going to take a break now. We're going to come back and talk more with Daniel Rama Hoffman.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's danacanetto.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Treat the body and expand the soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. Imagine 3 days in a hand-built log home nestled in the Cascade Mountain. Activate the collaboration between the body and spirit and allow the accelerated connection as one of the most powerful ways to light up your cells, honor the body's needs in this all-inclusive event. Visit lynnmbrown.com or call 206-931-7356.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm with Daniel Rama Hoffman, author of Tablets of Light, The Teachings of Thoth on Unity Consciousness. So, Daniel, we were just talking about the oracular vision and how that's so different than our usual way of being and, you know, like unlearning our old habits and relearning new ones. How has this been for you, and how has it shaped your life and others that you've worked with?
Beautiful question. It reminds me of being in Egypt, and there was this Sufi dancing that we went to in Egypt, and so watching the Sufi dancers spinning over and over and over and over again, and I remember being in the bus on the way back to the hotel after the Sufi dancing, and I'd had a connection with Thoth already. And yet after that Sufi dancing, it was like my vision opened up, and I saw him with my eyes open in the back of the bus. And it was really startling experience, because usually that vision had been more internal or more in my mind's eye. And so when you ask the question of like, well, how is my connection to the tablets of light and the consciousness and really my divine partnership with Thoth, with Thoth, changed my life, that one thing that comes to mind first and foremost is really living from that connection to my intuition or to that divine guidance or to that divine knowing of the example that I gave of that which is there, yet seems to be unseen. So there's been a real acceptance of energy, of consciousness, and then also, like I mentioned, of really being able to, through that internal connection or through meditation, bring in bodies of work and having that be a choice. And so what I often see when folks hang out with Thoth, and I think Nikki and Normandy are great examples as well of there being this creative energy also that gets accessed, where there's these creations that come into form. And that's certainly been an example for me as well of being able to take inspiration or an idea and then actualize it, then bring it into form. And for me, that's been books or programs or moving to France, and that's something that I see in others as well, is that capacity to create, to actualize, to be able to create through light and energy and consciousness. And, you know, I've often asked Thoth and the Council of Light of, like, well, why out of all the subjects that they could choose, why choose unity consciousness, or why choose ways of being together that are energy and consciousness, and really that our energy and consciousness changes everything. So when we start to think in new ways, then that opens up other possibilities. So for me, I've had greater health and wealth and happiness and been more on point as well, I think, with what I've come here to express. And that highlighting of the gifts and talents I often see as well with others that build a connection with Toth and enter into these energies and consciousness. You know, I'm thinking too about the Year in a Day Magic Academy with Toth, and what I often see there is also a shift for people that shifting out of the slower vibration or separation consciousness or kind of the external realm pulling us out of the center to being in a state of equanimity regardless of outside circumstances. Or if we move into separation consciousness, that moving back into that centered place happens much more fluidly and much more efficiently. So yeah, it feels like there's so many different examples, and that's also what I love about it, is that the shift from separation consciousness into unity consciousness is also shifting out of kind of one size fits all to the unique, bespoke vision and mission of our lives. So a bit like Michelangelo talked about carving away everything that's not David. That's what I feel like my experience has been, and also others who've chosen to connect with energy and consciousness, and not just through Toth, but in other magical ways as well.
Yes, I know one of the aspects I got out of the book is that we're all unique, and to own what our gifts are, which is something we do and promote at Women of Wisdom all the time. We have unique gifts, and we're here to express them and to live them and be them. And so part of the book is all about claiming that and honoring that. And he gives an example of a pineapple, he gives it simple things like, you know, a pineapple has to be the best pineapple. And just like you have to be the best you, you know, you're not a pineapple, but you are you, and just that uniqueness. And one of the things that I want you to talk about, because this book, I feel, is different than feels a little different than other channel materials that Thoth states. It's encoded text just for the reader, so each individual reader will have a different experience because it relates to, you can correct me if I'm wrong, to my internal coding. That when I'm reading, it activates my internal coding, and so I will get a different experience reading it than someone else.
Yeah, and that each individual's signature energy is like a key and the book is a lock, and vice versa, that the book is a key and the individual is a lock, and that the alignment as well, and this is talked about as well, cosmic choice and free will and conscious choice, so it never happens outside of that agreement, yet that there is this coding or lock and key that then does open up a different book. And even for me, as I've transmitted the book and read the book a lot of times, each time it's different because I'm evolving and I'm changing. And, you know, now that I've had a chance to reflect a little bit more on your question of how my life has changed and how I've really seen it for others, you know, one of the things that I've had as a soul theme in this lifetime was really kind of that power over, power under paradigm, or the victim perpetrator paradigm, and that pathway of kind of giving away my power, or thinking that somebody outside of me knows more for me than I would know. And I think that's also something just so beautiful about the way that this consciousness is placed on the altar. It's a real honoring and empowerment of eye to eye, peer to peer, divine to divine, and that being matched at that level. And especially in our spiritual connection, in our relationship to source and connecting with beings of light, there can be that sensation of giving away the power. And my experience with Toth and working with the Council of Light is this impeccability of of that equality, and then also a real platform to experience that. Because as we're together, it can be, you know, as I'm interacting with others as Danielle, there can be that the overlays or it can be boundaries can be a little bit fuzzy. Yet my experience of being with them is that they never cross over that 50-yard line, and it's always an invitation to be met there at that level. And so I think that power over, power under, and recalibrating to a state of empowerment, it has been really a game changer for me, and I've seen that for others. And I think also a real craving that we have to be matched at the level of our brilliance and to have a space where all of us is welcome, the slower vibrations and the faster vibrations. And to me, that's the environment. So like a pop-up book almost, as we each individually enter into the book, we're unlocking that perfect environment for us to step even more into that divine wholeness.
Yeah, and that reminds me, because one of the one portion of the book talks about the evolution of leadership, and he talks a lot about for us to stop letting others do the leading and stop playing small. And I think that plays into that whole power over, power under, that when we don't step up to our leadership, when we play small and let others do it, we're enabling that old paradigm of the hierarchy. So stepping up into, and it doesn't mean we're all leaders. We're leaders of our own life. It means living your life with your gifts and being fully present of who you are. And when you feel that nudge, I always look at it as, when you feel that nudge, it's your turn to talk, your turn to take maybe a leadership in this portion of the meeting or whatever. And a lot of times we just sit back and, oh, you know, we're afraid of being seen or afraid of doing it wrong, and comparison is all part of that old paradigm. Well, we have to take another break, so stay tuned. We'll be back to talk more with Danielle Rama Hoffman.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/globalfoundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and if you're just tuning in, I'm with Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of the new book, Tablets of Light, Teachings of Thoth on Unity Consciousness. So Danielle, please share your website and also what you have to offer when people purchase your book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the website is tabletsoflight.com. And that there's a special bonus when people buy the book on Amazon that they would receive a training with Thoth for the price of the book, which includes a written transmission or message from Thoth about how your oracular vision matters. And also an 18-minute Emerald Tablets meditation about being your divine extraordinary self, as well as two live Emerald Tablets of Light interactive calls, one on divine partnership, which we just talked about, revolutionizing relationships to equanimity, eye-to-eye, peer-to-peer, divine-to-divine. And the other is about your unique divine design and identifying two areas of your personal ascended mastery. So all that can be found on the tabletsoflight.com website. And then there's a link to Amazon to buy the book. And then basically coming back and entering in your order number will give you access to the bonuses right away. So a cool Emerald Tablet swag bag to accompany the book on four of subjects from the Tablets of Light.
Oh, that's great. That's worth buying the book, I think, just to have some of the experiential part of, you know, having a meditation, having your light immersion, a live, says here, a live audio format. So that's great. So right now, I think it would be great if you could provide a divine transmission from Thoth for our listeners today.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, so as I'm connecting to Thoth, just inviting each of you to tune into your signature energy, that which makes you uniquely you, and asking to receive and access what's yours to receive and access, nothing more, nothing less. Hello, dear ones. This is Thoth that's moving more into the forefront of this divine transmission. And there are other beings of light that are present as well, and that you are a being of light incarnate. You are also a part of this council that's gathering on the Earth Star at this time. And the tablets of light that are being placed on the altar in this conversation, as well as in the scribed text, are an activation sequence to really be decoding within your own system that visionary energy or that consciousness that you've brought forth, what it is that you've come here to be and to express. And so part of that process is a decoding as well as a at times disintegration of the old infrastructures of separation consciousness, the old pathways of separation consciousness, and including them into the oneness, into the wholeness, and that it can also be rocket fuel for your evolution in consciousness, the slower vibrational energies or the unpreferred experiences. And so there's the invitation to include all that there is in your evolutionary pathway. So the Tablet of Light that's coming forward for this particular group in particular is the Evolution Hologram. And that the evolutionary hologram is the awareness that you can enter into any aspect of your life to evolve if you choose. That a hologram is that each part includes the wholeness. And the evolutionary hologram, in particular, the window that we are inviting you to walk into, the hologram of evolution, is what we would call your divine light mission or your purpose, what it is that you came here to express, your unique mission. And that capacity that you have, that wisdom that you carry, it is innate to you. For we know that at times when we speak about purpose or the shift in leadership, as was mentioned, or being the most juicy, sun-ripened, succulent pineapple possible, it can bring up those old vibrations of the fear of visibility or the fear of being ostracized or the fear of disappearing. And that really, from our perspective, what you maybe have been asking for the most is to simply be you, nothing more and nothing less. So we're placing the evolution hologram on the altar for you to connect to also recalibrate, to include back in the wholeness, back in the oneness, any of those overlays of playing small if you choose, or the fear of being seen, to really being visible also on the signature energy level. Because what you came here to express has part beingness to it and part doingness to it. It's vibrationally who you be. And this first step is letting yourself in on what it is that you came here for even more fully. So we are delighted to continue this conversation in any direction that is being called. And Chris, perhaps you have a question or a wondering that would provide the compass for where we go together in this now moment.
Well, at this moment, we're dealing a lot in the U.S. in our country with politics and anxiety. People are very anxious about what's happening, and it's impacting the whole world. We're now at this in a lot of countries, but particularly the U.S. What we do impacts the rest of the world. And so, what can you do to help people calm some of that anxiety we have, and what we can do to bring about a unity consciousness on the collective, which meaning like our country as a whole, instead of this division that we have right now.
Beautiful. So there's so many ways that we could enter into this conversation. And what we would begin with is the amplification of what's been mentioned, the signature energy, or what we speak about in the Tablets of Light, of your unique divine design, that you are a divine being, an extraordinary being, and that you are multidimensional. And so you have a unique divine design and a universal divine design. And by going into more of the multidimensionality, more of the wider bandwidth of who it is that you each truly be, that also creates a greater sense of being resourced. Because what you're asking about is also resiliency. And how we would speak about that, of also being in a state of equanimity, being able to be that eye in the storm, being able to have as your top priority, if it's your top priority, to stay connected to source, to stay connected to oneness, and to not be pulled off center by all that is happening around. And so as you talk about collective consciousness and this this morphic field almost of lots of fear and unrest, that as you tune into your unique and your universal divine design, then there's the occupying of your space fully, so that then you're not experiencing what's not yours to be and do and have. So one of the examples we use in the book is, let's say you're looking for someone that has a yellow t-shirt on in a football stadium, and there are thousands of individuals in the football stadium. And let's say the thousands of individuals are all the frequencies and the vibrations, the fear and the unrest and everything that's being experienced. And yet you're there to access that yellow t-shirt. And there's a positioning to that you are the key that unlocks your experience. It's a unique experience. You are creating the experience. It's not a one-size-fits-all experience. And so as you walk in the stadium, it's like everyone that's not in the yellow shirt sits down, and the video camera zooms in on the individual with the yellow shirt who stands up, and the seat number is there. So that's a little bit of what we would say is tuning into your unique and your universal design creates a greater sense of resiliency and resourcefulness, unplugs from the separation consciousness or experiencing, because those that are tuning in are also empathic, sensitive, and you may be experiencing energies that aren't actually yours to be, do, and have. So there's an unplugging and a replugging. And also, it's a choice. We talk about cosmic choice. What are you choosing to focus on? And perhaps your choice may be to be in communion with your pineapple self, with your divine wholeness.
Well, thank you so much. Unfortunately, we have to move on to a break now. So when we come back, we're going to go back and talk to Danielle more about her book, The Tablets of Light. Thank you so much.
Treat the body and expand the soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. In this all-inclusive retreat, you'll treat your body with breakout sessions in the various elements of nature. Enjoy fireside chats while harnessing the healing energy of fire. Allow more light with more ease and activate that connection between the body and spirit. Call 206-931-7356 or visit lynnmbrown.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-9000. 972-5366.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com. Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women and my conversation with Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of Tablets of Light, Teachings of Thoth on Unity Consciousness. So we just heard from Thoth. And Danielle, do you have any comments to begin with of what he was sharing with us?
Well, what comes to me about what he was sharing is that there are several tablets of light that have exercises to really recalibrate to the divine wholeness. And so it almost placing vibrationally some of those tablets on the altar to bring the energy of what got started in that transmission even more to a place of completion. And that one of the tablets of light is about the ring of inclusion, a path to you in wholeness. And that one of the exercises in that chapter is having an awareness of ways you take yourself out of the game. And that we each have our kind of go-to ways that would be the ways that we take ourselves out of the game of wholeness, or that we take ourselves from a place of being connected into separation consciousness. And so knowing our territory and the way that we might do that ahead of time allows us to be aware of it. So I know for myself over the years, and I think this is like my 23rd year or something in the healing arts, that for me, one of the ways that I would take myself out of the game was that when I was really feeling on point with my mission, or that I contributed in a way that was really powerful or potent, right next to that, or right after that expansion, I'd have this impulse of contraction, or this impulse like I'd done something wrong. And then there would be like this dance almost of feeling like I'd done something wrong that would be a way that I would take myself out of the game. And Thoth talks about this a lot in terms of unity consciousness and shining our signature energies to have that visibility support that whole lock and key thing that we already talked about. So I'd invite everyone to tune in to the awareness of what are the ways that you take yourself out of the game. And rather than thinking about that as something wrong or something to avoid, or that it actually can be a sign of moving into unity consciousness. And so now I know that sensation may come up and it doesn't have as much pull, and to be able to utilize or take momentum. Like, that's what comes to me, too, when you ask the question about the political climate, is how can we use that vibration or the as momentum, as rocket fuel for the larger evolution in consciousness. So you may imagine this ring of inclusion and including everything back in the wholeness, back in the oneness, back into the source that came. And the second tablet of light that I would mention that relates to also what got started in the transmission is vibrational autonomy and really returning to the uniqueness of you. And I think that's what Toth was talking about as well, of having vibrational autonomy. And I happen to be very sensitive. So this is something that having vibrational autonomy, it just seems so odd to think about, yet again, to not be pulled into whatever is happening and to have a strong vibrational autonomy. And one of the ways that I found to strengthen that vibrational autonomy is when we share our gifts and our talents, or when we're doing something that we love. So that would be a homework assignment I'd have if you choose to take it on after tuning into this show, is to engage in something that you love that reminds you of who you are, to help integrate into the ring of inclusion that which has gotten started, and to have greater vibrational autonomy.
Yeah, and that matches a lot of the messages we're getting from leaders or people who are on the spiritual path, of tuning into what we feel strong about and getting involved, you know, what's passionate, what issue do we want to work on, instead of, you know, just looking at this whole picture and complaining that, you know, this is horrible, that we're getting involved. And to do that with our vibrational autonomy is like taking our gifts where they need to go and work it on a, even in a microcosm level of what's mm-hmm. happening in your particular neighborhood or your community, rather than thinking this, you know, this huge, you know, when it looks like a huge problem, how can we fix this? It seems impossible. And I love what you're talking about, you know, taking yourself out of the game, and we all do that. We all have those messages, go, you know, who am I to do this? And to compare ourselves, and, you know, I can't do it as good as that person, or the fear of visibility, like you talked about. So important to take a look at those. And what is unique about what Thoth says is that it's usually we want to discard, not look at those aspects of ourselves, those bad parts. And he talks about incorporating them as part of us, to, and it almost disempowers those, that how we take ourselves out of the game becomes less of an issue when we embrace that that's part of us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, and even as fuel or buoying, I love that too, of really just being in an environment where all of us is welcome, because we have moments of really being in unity consciousness, or being in that sense of fullness or totality or passion, and then also those moments of separation. And so that the space that I find too, that Toth really holds, is having an environment where we can show up in our brilliance as well as the slower vibrations. You know, I think there are a lot of environments where we can talk about what's not going well or what's not working, yet to really have places too where we can shine, and creating those kind of environments to me is really exciting, and also what's emerging even more fully.
Yes. Well, what would be your last words of wisdom for people about the Tablets of Light as we close our show?
Well, I would invite those of you that are feeling called to go deeper into the Tablets of Light, to get the book, to hang out in the environment, and to really recognize that the environment is one that amplifies who it is that you naturally are. So really my words of wisdom be you full out, if that's what you're choosing. But to me, that's what creates the revolution and the large revolution in consciousness. And trusting too that those that are tuning in, that you, everyone, yet that you have a unique contribution to add.
Yes, and to honor that and respect that in yourself of you know, to not shy away from it, which we, you know, tend to do. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Danielle.
Thanks for having me. And just a reminder, tabletsoflight.com and the Emerald Swag Bag when you get your book on Amazon.
Yes, and the Amazon campaign, you can buy the book anytime, but the particular Amazon campaign is on the 22nd. But even if you go today and buy, you will get that bonus gift. So I recommend doing that. So be sure to go to tabletsoflight.com. To read more about the book, and also Danielle's website is divinetransmissions.com. So this is Chris Stainis, and the founder of Woman of Wisdom Foundation, and also a reminder about my book, the Woman of Wisdom book, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Woman. It's now available in Kindle form and softcover. Kindle form has all the beautiful art and color, which I just love. And so you can also purchase that at Amazon, and also purchase it through our Woman of Wisdom Foundation website, www.womenofwisdom.org. When you purchase there, it benefits Woman of Wisdom a little bit more, obviously. And yeah, it's a great book on the exploring the divine feminine. So well, we're at the end of the show, and I hope everybody has a great weekend, and we'll be back next Friday.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.